Fair is foul, and foul is fair.
By the pricking of my thumbs, something wicked this way comes.
Let's find out what's new on the air.
Let's suit up and get to work.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch this weekend. Friday, January 14th through Sunday, January 16th. We are counting down the weekend's top five must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. NBC could be returning to the time-traveling shenanigans of Quantum Leap soon enough. The network has greenlit a pilot for a sequel to the 1989 sci-fi series, which initially ran for 5 seasons. Details on the new pilot are scarce, but a logline from NBC says, quote, "It's been 30 years since Dr. Sam Beckett stepped into the Quantum Leap accelerator and vanished. Now a new team has been assembled to restart the project in the hopes of understanding the mysteries behind the machine and the man who created it." As for whether star Scott Bakula will be involved this time around, sources say it's possible, but too soon to say for certain. School is back in session for Degrassi High. A new Degrassi series is headed to HBO Max in association with Wild Brain, and the streamer will soon become home to episodes of Degrassi: The Next Generation. The new series will include 10 hour-long episodes that are expected to launch in the U.S. exclusively on HBO Max in 2023. And it looks like the Morales family will have to find a new home. After 2 seasons, Netflix has canceled Hentified, a dramedy set in Los Angeles following the story of a Mexican-American family dealing with upheavals in their neighborhood and community. For more on these stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. By the pricking of my thumbs, our number 5 pick this way comes. As you may have guessed, it's the tragedy of Macbeth. The latest adaptation of Shakespeare's classic tale of murder, madness, and ambition comes from writer-director Joel Coen, with Denzel Washington and Frances McDormand as Macbeth and Lady Macbeth. Those two stars lead what EW's Leah Greenblatt called, quote, "a stark, sumptuous retelling in startling black and white, which Coen, quote, lavishes with extraordinary care and atmosphere." Turns out Shakespeare is still pretty good material after 500 years. Who knew? Here's a bit of the trailer.
My husband.
King that shall be.
If we should fail.
We fail. Didst thou not hear noise?
Thought I heard a voice cry, sleep no more.
Well, Washington and McDormand anchor this Macbeth, no doubt, but there's a stellar supporting cast too, including Corey Hawkins as Macduff, Brendan Gleeson as King Duncan, and renowned stage actress Catherine Turner as all three witches. Yep, all three. And here's Hunter on how that idea came to fruition.
So Joe said all three witches, and my immediate impulse to say was, of course. And then, how do we do that, Joe? We'll figure it out, he said. So there were lots of trial and errors. I kind of went, oh, she lives on the battlefield. Maybe she's got the other witches on dead bodies or things like that. And it evolved. Then there was the idea that I would be the central one, as it were, and there would be two doubles to whom I would teach a kind of choreography or a physical shape. But then we left that idea and Joseph, okay, you're all three and you're like possessed by another or two characters. So we evolved it like that. And the whole process was evolving ideas and collaboration, which was so exciting.
Well, head on over to EW.com for more from Hunter, and you can raise the curtain on The Tragedy of Macbeth over on Apple TV+. Now it's time to bid a fond farewell to our number 4 pick, The Expanse. Well, maybe. After 6 seasons and 2 different outlets, the epic space saga's producers are still holding out hope that the show will find some way and somewhere to continue, especially with 3 books left to adapt. But alas, season 6's final episode will serve as the series finale for now, as the battle against Marco Inaros and his Free Navy comes to a head. Now that Avasarala and Drummer have formed an unlikely coalition to take on the perfectly coiffed bad boy, they'll need help from allies like Naomi and Bobby to seal the deal, which means Earth, Mars, and the Belt actually working together. Finally! Here is a clip from the episode featuring the Rocinante crew preparing for their mission.
Can you do me a favor?
Sure.
The juice injectors in Ops haven't been flushed and reset for a while. I know a visual check's standard, but considering...
I can take care of that. Okay to do it now?
Yeah. Patch kits can wait.
Thanks, boss.
The injectors are my responsibility. You know that.
Do you remember the first time you called me boss?
No.
It was halfway through my first run on the camp. You'd been there longer. I thought you were fucking with me. Putting me in my place.
You were the engineer. I was a mechanic. You were the boss.
Yeah. After a while, meant more than that.
That's true.
Clarissa calls you boss now. I think she means it in the same way.
Ah, a nice calm before the storm moment with the team there. But while war rages on this side of the Ring Gate, something very odd is happening on Laconia. Something that could pose an even bigger threat down the road if we ever get a chance to see it. For now, you can stream The Expanse's final episode on Amazon Prime Video. We're having a monstrous good time with our number three pick, Hotel Transylvania, Transformania. The Amazon Prime animated comedy series is back with its fourth and final installment. Lovable monster Drac the Vampire, Wayne the Werewolf, Murray the Mummy, and more are transformed into humans by the mysterious Monstrification Ray. So it's up to Mavis, voiced by Selena Gomez, Johnny, voiced by Andy Samberg, and the rest of the wacky family to come together and find a way to switch back to the ghoulish gang they once were. Gomez and Samberg describe what fans can expect from the new movie.
The Hotel Transylvania 4 is about embracing your uniqueness and embracing family, no matter what they look like, and enjoying each other and trusting each other.
In this Hotel Transylvania, Johnny gets turned into a monster, Drac gets turned into a human, and they both have to figure out a way to get switched back so they get Johnny and Mavis can inherit the hotel.
Sandberg's Johnny and Gomez's Mavis are offered to take over the coveted Hotel Transylvania from Dracula to try and fit in and win over his father-in-law. Johnny transforms into a monster. Here's a preview.
For centuries, no human has had the power to become a monster. Until now.
But is this safe, though?
Let's find out.
Is everything okay down here?
Hey, Drac, what's up?
Oops.
What's going on?
I used Van Helsing's transforming ray.
You're human, Drac.
Dad?
Oh, no. I have a total dad bod.
How you like that?
What is going on?
Huh?
What's up?
What the?
I'm Baldy?
Who are those guys?
It's me, Uncle Griffin. You don't recognize me?
I've literally never seen you before.
So, will the Drac Pack be able to transform back to the way they once were? You can stream Hotel Transylvania, Transformania, now on Amazon Prime. It's trivia time. Original Hotel Transylvania director Genndy Tartakovsky is best known for creating shows including Samurai Jack and Dexter's Laboratory. But he was also once slated to direct a movie based on what classic cartoon character? Woody Woodpecker, Popeye, or Bugs Bunny? Stick around for the answer, along with our top two picks. What to Watch will be right back.
Also,
knowing the more about gel coat
when the fourth round would
don't you call in the
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here, because it's Emmy season on The Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers, every Thursday starting April 4th, as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with The Awardist podcast, Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at ew.com/awardist. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. We usually reserve this portion of the podcast for a funny or outlandish quote from a show, but to be honest, we can't stop thinking about Jimmy Kimmel's tribute to his late friend Bob Saget, who passed away unexpectedly on January 9th. This week, Kimmel tearfully described Saget as the sweetest and shared memories he'll cherish. It is our soundbite of the week. Have a listen.
I wanted to say a few words about Bob Saget. If you read anything about Bob online last night, if you saw any of the many thoughts from people who knew him personally, a word that came up a lot was the sweetest. And Bob was the sweetest. He was the sweetest man. And the reason people wrote that is because it's true. It's the best word. If you had to pick one word to describe him, that was it, the sweetest. I have so many wonderfully kind and supportive texts and emails, calls from Bob. He always had a compliment. He would write sometimes just to tell me he loved me, and I know he did that for many people. He was so funny, and I'm not talking about Full House or America's Funniest Home Videos or stand-up comedy or movies. I mean funny for real. Like when you walked into a party, you saw Bob and his wife Kelly in the corner, you go straight to them and stay for as long as you could, because he had something funny to say about everything and nothing bad to say about anyone. Never. If there were people he didn't like, he kept it to himself.
Saget will certainly be greatly missed. Head on over to EW.com for more on Saget's life and career, as well as reactions from his co-stars and the rest of Hollywood. Now, we are fixating on our number two pick, Ray Donovan, the movie. Donovan diehards rejoice. Liev Schreiber is back as the problem fixer for the Hollywood elite, but this time, he's got his own problems to deal with. Donovan tries to wrangle his father, Mickey, before he causes more trouble, while also dealing with the messy history his family has left behind in Boston. Here's what Karis Dorsey, who played Ray's daughter Bridget Donovan for almost a decade now, had to say about the show living on even after it's done.
I think people will be really satisfied with this final installment. And if you haven't seen Ray Donovan, but you watched the movie, I think it'll make you want to go back and start from the beginning, which is the magic of film and TV. It lives on and always has the potential to be discovered. And that way there's really no end to the story, but this ending is a good one. So get some whiskey, get some tissues, and enjoy.
Well, the show will finally get the ending that fans have been craving after its surprise cancellation in 2020. Ray Donovan, the movie, premieres on Showtime tonight at 9. And now we're absolutely buzzing about this weekend's number one pick, the season finale of Yellow Jackets. Showtime's thrilling psychodrama has woven quite the tangled web over its first season. Sorry to mix our bug metaphors there, but it all comes to a head on the night of the girls' 25th high school reunion as they navigate damning evidence, false alibis, and a dubious attempt to heal following last week's shocking twists and turns. And back in the wilderness, everything comes off the rails in the aftermath of doom coming, with simmering resentments coming to a boil, and probably a lot more violence before this thing is over. Here's a preview.
Aren't we a bunch of gloomy gusses?
Let's suit up and get to work.
Something was out there. I can't be around you. I can't even look at you right now.
Well, that sounds like your problem.
This is the most scared I've been.
Wait, stop. Oh my God.
What if we're all just broken from what happened to us?
To old friends.
Woof, that is chilling. And in case you were wondering, Yellow Jackets has already been renewed for season two, so presumably this finale will have plenty to keep the hive buzzing for the next year or so. You can catch it Sunday at 10 p.m. on Showtime. And finally this weekend, the answer to our trivia question. Hotel Transylvania director Genndy Tartakovsky was once slated to direct a movie based on what classic cartoon character? Woody Woodpecker, Popeye, or Bugs Bunny? Don't sail away before we reveal the answer. It's Popeye. The movie never came to fruition, but do yourself a favor and check out the test animation from the project that was released on YouTube in 2014. It's pretty cool stuff. That's our show for this weekend. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you on Monday, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Senior TV Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great weekend.
What to Watch.
This episode of What to Watch was written by Tyler Aquilina and Callie Shepp, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shane and Naomi Crockmall.